As the Malawi government, we believe in rule of law, and the Anti-Corruption Bureau is an agency under the government, and they took action in the first place. So we will await the conclusion of those cases, and it is based on the conclusion from those cases that we'll be able to make some comments on the same. But on the development that has happened, I believe that's the position that has been taken by a separate government altogether.
So what did your government do to these officials, the three officials? Did they undergo any investigation?
No, there are some issues, of course, that have been in court, like the former Anti-Corruption Bureau has some issues that he is answering before the courts, but wouldn't know if the action taken by the U.S. government is related to that particular case. And that is why we are saying that anything that is said to have been done against the laws that has triggered this action by the U.S. government, we will leave it at that stage as an action that has come from them. But on our part, we will still observe and comment appropriately when the actual details have come to the fore. But for anything that is being pursued by us, we will wait until the matters that are before the courts, like in the case of the gentleman, Mr. Matemba, that I've referred to, until that those matters are concluded. But the action that has been taken by the U.S. government, we treat it as some action by a standalone government altogether.
I know that President Chakwera, when he came to power, he declared war on corruption. What would you say are the results so far from the president's fight against corruption?
There is a lot of success that has been recorded. We've seen people being arrested, people answering charges before the courts, and the movement that is there currently is not just automatic. It's as a result of some political will from the president. We have seen an increased funding towards the Anti-Corruption Bureau. We have seen the president making moves to ensure that the Anti-Corruption Bureau is well-staffed, but also removing some other pieces of legislation that required, that kind of stood in the way for the Anti-Corruption Bureau to process cases in a timely fashion. So these three moves that the president initiated have led to an increased rate of cases being brought before the courts. So we can say the fight against corruption that the president initiated is bearing fruit, and other countries and institutions are recognizing those efforts as well.